Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, and let me begin our first statement in the second session of this GGE with again felicitating you on your appointment as a chair. I assure you that my delegation would continue to support your efforts in steering the important work ahead of us. Mr. Chair, as some delegations previously also pointed out, and I think we get the sense in the room, we have shared detailed inputs on each item of our work in our recently held session last month. So I would not repeat all of those. Our inputs and views on each item 5A to 5E are a matter of record, including in the recent session. We would be resubmitting those in writing to facilitate your work. In my intervention, I would, however, focus on the context in which the deliberations have so far taken place and how we feel this session of the GGE should approach its work in the lead up to the review conference later this year, particularly given the backdrop of the rich discussions we have just had for 9 days in the last month. But before I do so, Mr. Chair, please allow me to reflect on some general remarks made by yourself and others in our discussions this morning. Mr. Chair, my delegation agrees with your view that CCW remains an appropriate forum for addressing issues surrounding laws. But let me stress, an appropriate forum, not the only appropriate forum. There is another one in Geneva also, but of course, for the time being, we work under the framework of the Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons. Secondly, Mr. Chair, my delegation also agrees with you that IHL applies, and as you eloquently put it, there is a need to clarify how. We could not agree more. Merely saying so IHL applies is simply not enough. We need to broach and get into the details of how that is to be done. We also agree with Switzerland, and this is a larger point that has also been made on a number of occasions by my delegation, that our discussions under each agenda item are not confined to their individual silos, but are organic in their nature. The overall work of the GGE remains organic, from the issues of legality to humanitarian concerns, ethical considerations to security implications. The fundamental point remains that various dimensions of laws, their potentially devastating and destabilizing effects, and the absence of global norms, rules, and regulations to limit, regulate, or prohibit their development and use need to be addressed in a holistic manner. Mr. Chairman, I go back invariably to where we had left our work on the last Friday of the GGE's previous session in August. As you would recall, many had pointed out that despite the incremental gains, some fundamental concerns continued to persist, as did some gaps. Among others, these included the slow pace of meaningful progress and circularity of arguments, and of course not paying attention, adequate attention, to particular dimensions of our work. While technological advances in these weapons continued to outpace the substance of our debates, we continue to maintain that laws must be addressed comprehensively in all aspects. Humanitarian, legal, ethical, and security dimension should be integrated more meaningfully and precisely into the present and future work. Mr. Chairman, towards the end of our discussions in August, as you would recall, this group devoted a significant part of our time to the issue of approach. We had rich discussions on the matter. That also availed us an opportunity to get into a meaningful exchange on the policy options that are truly responsive to the nature of concerns surrounding laws and also satisfactorily cater to the considerations expressed by all delegations. It was a discussion, Mr. Chair, I would reiterate, that also did its part to lend clarity within the GGE to understand the nature and types of common rules to refer to when we speak about such weapons and how to manage them. And without a doubt, Mr. Chair, such a discussion could not have taken place without your efforts, particularly the previous version of your paper that aimed to guide us towards formulating appropriate recommendations on the normative framework, a central tenet of our mandate. Mr. Chair, on this note, we thank you and your team for the continued hard work and your efforts in sharing a revised version of the paper. Surprisingly, in my delegation's views at least, the new version has moved us away from the focused discussions and possibilities of forward movement that the previous one had presented us. We fully recognize that there is an array of views on almost everything to do with our work in our room. And though not a perfect draft, the previous version was attempting to strive for an element of balance among these views. The recent version, to our minds, unfortunately, appears to come across as strongly leaning in a particular direction and has moved much further from the attempted balance that was there. Similarly, Mr. Chair, many crucial elements and concerns highlighted by many delegations, including my own, particularly regarding the implications of on peace and security, have still not found their appropriate reflection and place. This, in our view, would add to hurdles that we must cross in getting to a consensual outcome. We would request you to kindly consider the various submissions we made in this regard, including in writing, for those sections. Mr. Chair, my final point is that given the host of concerns, the consequences of inaction and circularity and delaying tactics are too grave to be ignored. My delegation has continued to work constructively under your able leadership and guidance, and I assure you again, we would continue to do so. And we hope to see forward movement in our work at this DG session. I thank you, Mr. Chair.